In a larger context, myths like these are not all that surprising. Similar mythologies developed in other areas of the world where outside colonizers encountered the material remains of native peoples they considered inferior. One of the best examples is the site of Great Zimbabwe. The Great Zimbabwe, or Stone Buildings, is the name given to the stone ruins spread out over 1,000 acres within the modern-day country of Zimbabwe, which itself is named after the ruins. Estimates are that the ruins of Great Zimbabwe had as many as 18,000 inhabitants at its peak. Portuguese sailors had seen these ruins as early as the 1500s. They were rediscovered by Europeans in the 1800s, in a period of colonial rule. Europeans could not believe Africans were capable of such industriousness. Theories were put forth that claimed they were built by more advanced peoples, who had later left or been forced out and replaced by native South Africans. Ideas about who these foreigners might have been range from Phoenicians to Arabs.